have families of their own and children, and that's exciting. If you turn your Bible to Luke chapter 18, Brother Danny, here's the title, Suffer the Little Children. I'm going to preach on the theme of this year's Vacation Bible School, Suffer the Little Children. Luke chapter 18, verse 15 through 17. Boy, it's great to have each one of you here today. I hope you'll enjoy your visit and keep coming back. We love it. We love having visitors at Bethel Baptist Church. Just don't watch us grow with us. I might want to say that for you visiting, we own 30 acres of land on Infirmary Road. Just past the jail, you'll see a big sign, future site of Bethel Baptist Church. There's already a ball diamond on it. There's on a big pavilion that would seat close to 350 to 400 people. And we're meeting again. We're meeting this Tuesday, this week, about making putting in apply for loans and stuff for the church. And we met with the builder about a week ago or so, and I think he's going to be coming back one day this week. Might be Thursday. He talks that within 1 year we'll have the building built. So he told me around end of June next year we'll be in our new building. Amen? Let's say amen. So we're excited about that. Some exciting days around Bethel Baptist Church. We're excited. We want you to be, don't just watch us grow. Come and be part of us and grow with us. And we're excited about what God's doing here. And Luke chapter 18, verse 15 through 17. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. It's good to see one of the kids, Brother Billy Turner's little young daughter, Amber. And she's grown up now too. Young lady, and it's always great to have those kids in our church. I love those kids. Brother Billy, I love your grandbabies so much, and your great-grandbabies, and they're all precious to me, and we thank God for each one of them, and we're glad that Amber could be with us today. Little Billy was with us there a few weeks ago. Alrighty, Luke chapter 18, verse 15, if you look at the scripture. And they brought unto him also, and I circled this word, infants. Now these are little children. These are small children. I mean babies, infants. Do you see that? I'm going to make a statement later. That's why I want you to focus on this. What did they bring to him? That's like babies in diapers, right? Okay. That he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. Get those kids away from here. Jesus called unto them and said, Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful portion of Scripture. I pray, dear God, that you'll bless this year's upcoming Vacation Bible School. We know that you love children. And Father, we pray that your love would be manifested at this church and that we could reach hundreds of children for Christ. Help me to challenge the people this morning, Father. Lord, nothing about this message, just a basic thing, just a challenge, exhortation to try to rah-rah to get them excited to try to work in the VBS, to do the work of God while there's still opportunity to do it. I know night cometh when no man can work, and so, Lord, help us while there's still daylight to do the things of God while we can. And, Father, we pray now your blessings on everything we say. And, Lord, help me to speak for you. Help me say every word that you'd be pleased with. Blot out my mind if there's anything I'm not supposed to say. And, Lord, may everything I do bring honor and glory to Jesus Christ. Help me to do well for you, Father, that I can be a blessing to the people. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. If you notice verse 15, and they brought unto him also infants that he would touch them, but his disciples saw it, and they rebuked them. Did you notice the disciples rebuked the people for bringing their children to Jesus. You know, in many churches around the country today, all through America, I kind of think this is about the attitude of a lot of churches. Many people, they say, don't bring those whiny kids to church. Don't bring those babies to our church. I don't want their smelly diapers smelling up our basement and our nursery. Hello? One fellow said to me, the church priest said, do you run buses? I said, yeah, we run buses. I said, as long as I have breath and I'm the pastor of Bethel Baptist Church, we will always run buses. Jesus loves the little children. And we're going, and adults for that matter, and we're going to run those buses so people that could not normally come can have an opportunity to come and hear about Christ. Amen? And but the attitude of most people, don't bring those babies to church. We don't want those kids tearing up our nice church building. Besides, preacher, those buses, they cost too much money. My land's $5,000, $10,000 for a bus today. Because you can't, the days of having the old buses with the fenders falling off, that's long gone. You got to have buses that are within 5 or 10 years old, because when they're 20 years old, they won't even let you run them. And I know what I'm talking about. But, preacher, buses cost too much. And then there's added expenses. Right now, I think we need rotors on one of the buses. Danny's continually working on our buses. And preacher, gasoline's $3 or more a gallon. How can we afford to run them? And that's all through America, Brother Carl. It's not at Bethel Baptist Church, by the way. I've never had anybody complain to me about our buses. They wouldn't. I think they got no sense not to complain to me about it. I would give you a Monopoly card. Do not pass go. Do not collect or go directly to jail. You know. But we can't afford to have them. Those kids around here. They're just, and preacher, they're not worth the bother. And I'm going to tell you, believe it or not, that's a prevalent attitude in a lot of churches. I'm telling you. In America, not this church, but I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of churches, you won't see a bus on their property, you won't see a little kid coming, they don't want them. But I'm telling you what Jesus does. Besides, preacher, they all grow up and they go on their own anyways, and what does it really matter? Really? They all grow away and it doesn't matter? Our missionary, Brother Harold Pierce, called me yesterday from Germany. And he's all excited. He's located a place to start that church. He found the Marriott motel. He rented out two rooms for 6 months. And how many are glad Brother Harold Pierce is our missionary to Germany? He grew up in our church. He was a bus kid. I believe Brother Porter and Brother Carl was the one that brought him back and forth to church when he was a little kid. And now that little snot-nosed rascal, Harold Pierce, the kid that they thought no one ever amounted to nothing. He's one of the great missionaries over in Germany for God. Marlena Abram, she rode the bus all the time. She's sitting right there. Comes and works in our church during the week, cleans the buses, does all kinds of stuff. Hopefully someday in the future she's going to teach in our Christian school. Oh, did they go up? Did they? She didn't. Hello? I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter if they would or not. I'm glad they stayed. It doesn't matter. But God wants them anyways. Look at Luke 18, verse 16. Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me. Even the babies with the boopy-doopies. Suffer them. Hey, Christian, did you notice Jesus rebuked? Look at that verse, in verse 16. But Jesus called unto them and said, suffer the little children. The disciples rebuked the people for bringing their babies, and then Jesus rebuked the disciples for trying to stop them from bringing those babies. How many see that? But Jesus called unto them and said, suffer the little children to come in and forbid them not. For such is the kingdom of God. Hey, bucko, you let those kids come. Hello? Jesus rebuked them, and those the disciples who tried to push the children away. Jesus rebuked the disciples who had a bad attitude about children. You got a bad attitude about children, you'll never make it in this church. We love children here. This preacher loves children. And Jesus said, if you notice, hey, just a minute there, with your backslidden, evil, cold heart, you might say, you might not think those children are important, but I do. Hey, hey, cold-hearted disciple, you might not want to give those children an audience or an attention, but I do. Jesus said, hey, you backslidden disciple, you might not love those children, but I do. You might not want them to go to heaven, but I do. Matter of fact, those children make up part of heaven. Everyone that will come to heaven has to come like a little child. They can teach you something. Amen? You know what? I said this, and I meant years ago, and when I lived in Toledo, I preached in a Baptist church up in Mount Clova, and there were no children. I'm kidding you. And boy, you ought to be in a church when there's no children. It's sad. And I hope I don't offend anybody, but I'm just a straight, you that are visiting, I'm just a straight-laced preacher. I just let it fly. I don't beat around the bush. I'm just a straight guy. You don't have to figure me out. I tell people it's exactly how I feel. And they had me preach a revival there. The first 2 days, 11 people of the membership got saved. The preacher came on my office on Wednesday morning, said, hey, you're scaring my people. Oh, I'm scaring them out of hell, putting them into heaven? I don't know. Okay. He said, you got to let up. I smiled and said, okay. I just let it fly even the more. One thing I told those people, Brother Carl, there was no children at all. I said, God wants children in this church. And I said, you need to start a van route or a bus route and do something. And I said, some of you younger couples, you need to go make a baby and put some babies in this church. Married. Now, you might think that's cute, but God wants us to have children. Little Titus just celebrated a birthday, 1 year old, about a week ago or so. That baby's a blessing from heaven. Can I quote you a scripture? Children are a heritage of God. Happiest man has a quiver full. God loves children. You got a preacher that believes God's word, and I know God loves kids, and I love kids. And I know he loves grandkids too. I got 5 grandkids, and man, I love my grandkids. Matter of fact, my grandkids are so great, if I'd known they'd been that great, I'd have had them first. Dave and Tammy say, Dad, you don't do that for us. I said, I don't care about you. Give me those kids, or I'll take care of them. And I love them too. Sometimes. I noted this. Jesus, listen to me now. Jesus loved the little children. Jesus longs for the little children to come to him. Jesus wanted to let the children learn of him. Jesus wanted the children to lean on him. Listen, today, Jesus wants children today to love him and to learn of him and to lean on him and to grow up and know him as Savior and live for him. I told, oh boy, we had a tremendous service here. Wednesday night, we had a 4th of July celebration here in our church. And man, I'm telling you right now, it was a tremendous night. And by the way, you'd have really liked it because I only preached about 7 minutes. That's why it was so great. But we had some phenomenal singing, and it was so emotional. And I got the kids up here with me. I got all the kids come up. I marched the kids around the church. I said, follow me, kids, follow. And all the kids were going up and down the aisles with me. And we just had we were waving flags and everything. We had a tremendous time. And I'm going to tell you something. I believe God looked down in this church and smiled. Because God loves children. And God wants children to know of him. And Jack Dollar stood up and said, "Preacher, in Super Church, we gave our kids, we asked our kids in Super and Becca Club all kinds of questions. We even gave them some hard questions. Hard Bible questions." And he said, "Every one of them knew the answers." And it thrilled my heart because I said, "Amen. God wants our children to know of him." And you teachers, keep on teaching them because that pleases God. And I told the church this, we better reach that young generation, because if we lose this generation, that's it. Hopefully we got you kids, that your generations, we've reached some of your generation. But we got to reach the one right behind you too. Because above you, Andy, there's nothing. There's hardly anything. There's very little between you and you. And someday, the silver-haired guys are going to be gone. And you kids are going to be the leaders, and you're going to have to train the little ones, and they'll be the hope of America if Jesus doesn't come back. So we better be putting a big emphasis on the children, because they're the hope and the light for America tomorrow. Amen? Now we will start our vacation Bible school July 18th. That's a Wednesday from now. Not this Wednesday, but the following one. And I Jesus, how many believe Jesus wants children to come? Say amen. Amen. How many believe Jesus wants children to learn of him? Say amen. Amen. How many believe Jesus wants children to love him and trust him as personal savior? Say amen. Amen. The question is, if we all believe that, but will we help to bring children to Jesus during that week? We've got that 4 days there with them. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, where we have the, and then the Saturday's the carnival. We got 4 days where it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of effort to reach out and touch lives. The hope of America to reach their generation, because not many old kids will come. It's the little ones that'll come, trust me. And did you know that in the verse, that this verse is recorded in all three in three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke? Did you know that? I want you to turn to with me real quickly. I won't preach long. I'm almost done. Matthew chapter, I just want to give you a thought about this scripture. Matthew chapter 19. Look at Matthew 19. Boy, I'll tell you, John and I went where Sonia used to live. I don't know the name of that place. It was probably about 15, 20 homes in there. It's off of Cleveland Avenue. The other kids went over and the trailer park where Brother Bruce lives, and the one right before yours, Brother Bruce. We went door-to-door, and the kids went door-to-door. Brother Coolidge went door-to-door, and we had a great day knocking on doors. John and I met a lot of families. I mean, I really think we're going to see fruit from them. I'm telling you, I just in my soul. And I didn't realize in that one little half street-like, Fairfax, I think it's Fairview or something like that. There must have been 30 kids on that street. I believe there's 30 kids on that street. And one little girl followed. She kept, and I said, "John, that's going to be our key. We're going to go back there. We're going to go there on Tuesday, the day before VBS. We're going to hit that street again." And we got to talk to a lot of the moms and the dads. Got to witness to them. And I was telling how great our VBS was. And I said, "Yeah, even some of the kids that are grown up now used to come, and their kids come." And this one lady came across and says, "Yeah, I know. I'm used to, she told the other mom, "I used to go to his church in vacation Bible school." 20-some years old. She says, "Yeah, we used to go." She says, "Send them. They'll have a lot of fun. I went too." And I'm going to tell you right now, we could fill a van up just on that one street. I'm guaranteeing I could fill up a church van in that one, just that little half street there. And I mean, and their hearts were receptive. By the way, do not, as you go out, let me make a disclaimer right now. Please, when you go out, Bethel Baptist, do not put any church literature in mailboxes. The Postmaster General always calls me about them. They are not happy with those. And he hasn't called me lately. And do not open the door. Do not open the door, like don't open the door to go in someone's house and put literature in because they don't answer. Some lady called yesterday and she was really upset. Someone put some open, I know you had good intentions, but if we have a reproach, then we lose our testimony for Christ. How many are with me? I'm not scolding you. I'm glad that you have the zeal. Don't lose your zeal. But we cannot do things that are not right either. And in the midst of our zeal to reach people, we have to use good judgment. And so don't, because if someone don't open their door, nobody would want someone to walk in their house. Amen? And somebody evidently, I know you had good intentions, and I don't know who it is. I don't want to know. And I'm going to call Lane and talk to her today and apologize and tell her we're sorry. Maybe we'll take a pie out there or something. I don't know. We'll try to make it right, you know. And wish I had a Barb Brumman apple pie. Anyways, that went over real good. But anyways, best apple pie in America is Barb Brumman. So I'm going to tell you that right now. I mean that, too. I told her that she finally took it to the fair and she won first place. But look at Matthew 19. Look at verse 13. Then were there brought unto him little children. Are you with me in Matthew 19, verse 13? That he should put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, suffer the little children, forbid them not, come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. Watch verse 15. And Jesus laid his hands on them, on the children. In other words, Brother Coolidge, he grabbed those children and he hugged those children. He put his hands on those children. How many see that? And I'm trying to work up a thought for you. Jesus laid his hands on them children. He touched those children. You know why? You know what that picture, do you know what that's a picture of? Jesus wants to touch the lives of every child out there. And by bringing them to hear the word of God, that's some way that Jesus can reach out and touch their lives. Your life's been touched by Jesus. Your life, now she goes to Bible college, her life's been touched by Christ. These are kids that used to come in our vans and stuff. Hello? Thank God for the bus and the van ministry. Thank God for the workers. One man told me Wednesday, he said, boy, until you brought those kids up, I was so discouraged. People yelling at me, giving me a hard time. He said, one of them was worth it. Then when you preach on those kids, I know now it's worth it. The kids are worth it. And I'm going to tell you, Jesus wants to come because Jesus wants to touch their lives. I see Megan and Joel here today. Megan's, stand up, Megan, just for 1 second. Megan came as a young girl to our vacation Bible school and got saved. Let's give her a hand. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you, Megan. And now her and her husband, they're part of our church. So how'd you, I came, and they just been, you know, they become the last 6 months or so. Time goes by. She said, preacher, we grew up and now we're back. We want to be getting to church. That's a vacation Bible school kid. Hello? I'm just trying to show you. You just don't realize that little kid that you're bringing down here, what might happen in their lives. All those little boys and all them little girls, not only do you save a soul from hell, but you hide a multitude of sin. And by the way, if we're going to save America, it's going to become the people that they're going to have to. What preserves something? Salt. Salt's a preserver. What does Jesus say we are? The Christians are the salt of the earth. That's why you got to go soul winning. That's why you got to win people to Christ. Because we got to get, if we're going to keep the country preserved, we got to have more salt. That's why when Lot ran out of Sodom and Gomorrah, and his wife turned back and looked back on, she turned to a pillar of salt. God was saying to all the people, the reason Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, it didn't have enough salt. Because God said if there was even 10 people, 10 saved people there, he wouldn't have destroyed it. And God said, you see that destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, which was so great that the girls of the two daughters of Lot thought the whole world was destroyed. He said what the world needed to not get destroyed was salt. Soul winning. Getting people saved. Amen? Heard Misty led two to Christ yesterday. That's what's going to save America. Getting these little kids in with their tender hearts, these little 5, 6, 7 year, get them saved and train them now. That's what's going to save America. Can anyone say amen? Turn your book to Mark. Turn up one. Mark chapter 10. I know it's a different type of message, not what I normally do, but I'm gonna kind of convince you to get in part of this VBS. How many believe Jesus loves children? How many believe Jesus wants vacation Bible school? Amen. You ain't kidding, he does. Mark chapter 10, verse 13 and 14. Mark chapter 10, verse 13 and 14. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. His disciples rebuked them and brought them, but Jesus saw it. He was much displeased. How many see that? And said unto them, suffer those children come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Now, let me say this to you. It displeased Jesus. It displeased Jesus much. How many see the word there? Much, a lot. It really got him, can I use the kid's word? It really ticked him off. He got angry. It pulled a string, I guess. I don't know if you kids. What do you say when you get real mad? What's the word for the kids today? Angry? Hot? Chilled out? I don't know. Whatever. He was mad. And he was mad. Jesus was mad. He saw them stopping them little kids. By the way, you try to stop little kids from coming here, he's going to get mad at you too. Don't stop little kids from coming to church. Jesus loves them. Don't stop children from coming. The Lord wants all of them to come. Those who oppose and stand against the bus ministry, the van ministry, the super church, the vacation Bible school, the Sunday school, and the Becker Club, those who oppose the children, they're opposing the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I'm going to tell you, children are precious to Jesus, every one of them. Now, the song, Jesus Loves the Little Children. All the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they're all precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. How many believe that? That's the truth. I believe it too. It's true. He wants, I don't care what color they are, God wants them to come. He loves everybody. Would you love Jesus enough to give him? Well, we're in the closing. How many believe Jesus loved children? How many believe Jesus wants children to come to BBS? How much would you love Jesus enough to give him 3 or 4 days to help bring children to him? Amen. Would you ask someone to come for Jesus? Would you give out a vacation Bible school flyer to invite someone? See, a lot of times, it's just word of mouth. You know, can I say this? Look up here, folks. I know I'm probably boring you today. But you got to have this message, because we got to get together for VBS. We can't let this year go by and fail Jesus. We can't fail the kids either. You can put all the big advertisements you want, and they will get attention. But there's nothing attracts people like word of mouth, a personal testimony. Man, you just got to come to my church. You just got to come and hear about this. When you show excitement, like I was telling that one boy, Sakali boy, he's like Andrew. Andrew finds his brother Peter and brings him to Jesus. Bobby Sakali brings more people here to get saved. He's like an Andrew. He finds people and brings them. We need some Andrews that'll go out and find people and say, hey, I found the Messiah. I want you to bring you to the Messiah Christ. Amen? Will you try to bring anyone there? When we start next week, will you have any effect on our VBS? Would you have prayed? Would you have asked anyone? Would you have done anything to help the cause of Christ? Would you have done anything to exert to try to bring one little child into the kingdom of heaven? Would you do anything for that?
Would you make a cookie for it? Would you buy a toy for it? I don't know what you can do, but could you do anything for it?
There's flyers in the back. You'd be surprised. You have flyers say, man, I'm telling you, they have so much fun. And talking about the karma, the ponies. Every kid likes ponies. And Brother Hillis and them, they're bringing their ponies on that day. Man, kids will come for ponies, I'm telling you. Say, you're going to ride the ponies? You give me a bunch of kids. I drive around. I try to find where there's a whole bunch of kids. And I'll say, who's better, boys or girls? And they'll look, who's better, boys or girls? And the girls will go, girls! And I'll say, boys, are you better than girls? Yeah! Who's going to have more fun, boys or girls? Boys! Who likes to ride the ponies? Hello? Who's going to come to the carnival? Start passing out those Baptist bucks to your Sunday school. Get the kids excited about VBS. Amen? You Sunday school teachers, you Becker Club workers, and start passing them out right now. Super Church. Get them excited. If you get excited about it, they'll get excited. Can I say this? A lot of you know, the older members, there's been years we've seen so many people. We've seen mom, because we try to get the parents to come too. We've had grown adults walk forward there and get saved. It's so exciting. Would you work a skit for God? Would you drive a bus for God that week? Would you make some cookies? Would you be an altar worker? Would you give out refreshments? Would you do a skit or be an usher? Would you give your time? Would you give your talent? Would you give your money? Would you pray? Would you give yourself to do anything to reach the children of God, children for the cause of Christ? That's what it gets down to. Could you make a little time for God and the people of God and the kingdom of God next week, Wednesday through Friday? Can you make a little time? Could you make a little time for God so we can reach some kids? Hello? I'm pretty busy, preacher. You're right. You're too busy. Hello? Quiet in here now. Do you really care about children? Will you make a real conscious effort to help the children? Listen, do you care if anyone comes and gets saved? Do you have an attitude like the disciples towards children? Get away from me, kid. Keep those kids away. Don't bother me with those kids. I haven't got time for those kids. Boy, God help us if we have that kind of attitude. Do you know what Jesus meant by come as a little child? Jesus referring to childlike faith. Childlike faith is like jumping in the arms of Jesus. Let me give you an example. We probably don't have Titus here, do we? Do we have Skyler up here? He's over in Super Church, isn't he? Okay, I'm just going to pretend. We all know Brother Eddie has a couple kids. He's right here so I can pick on him. And Titus, I guarantee you I could put Titus on one of these tables and put Brother Eddie down there or put him up here and say, jump. Eddie would say, jump, Titus, jump to Daddy's arm. Jump to Daddy's arm, Titus. And Titus would jump right into Eddie's arms. You know why? Because he ain't even worried about getting hurt. He just knows that his daddy's going to catch him. I could put Titus right up here. Set him right up there, and Eddie can come down and say, jump, jump, jump to Daddy, Titus, jump to Daddy. And boy, Titus, he might look down and say, oh, I don't know. But come on, Eddie, jump to Daddy. And little Titus will just leap right off that thing, right in Eddie's arms. And boy, Eddie, you grab him, man. Woohoo! And little Titus, he never once thought about getting hurt. He just jumps off because he knows his daddy loves him, and his daddy would never do anything to hurt him. And he believes his daddy will catch him. And so he just leaps without no thought of anything else into his daddy's arms. That's how you got to get saved. That's how you have to get to the kingdom of heaven. You got to realize that you can't get to heaven by yourself. You can't work your way to heaven. You can't do anything to earn heaven. You just got to see Jesus out there with his open arms. And he was saying, jump into my arms. jump into my arms. I'll catch you. Jump into my arms. I'll save you. And my, like a little child, you jump into his arms and he saves you. That's childlike faith. Jesus said, you can't get to heaven unless you become like a child. You got to have childlike faith. Listen, we've got a big thing coming up in about a week from now. We're 9 days away. I'm going to need everybody's help. I've got things that I've got so many jobs that I got more jobs than Phil than Carter's got pills. And I need every one of you to help me. I'm going to give it all I got. I just ask you to help me. You always have. For the last 17 years, you've stood right with me. This could be the last year. Maybe the rapture will happen. I hope it does. Some thought it was going to happen on a 777, which are great numbers. Seven's God's perfect number, by the way. Perfection. And they said more people got married on that day yesterday than they ever had. Brother Carl said, hey, preacher, yesterday he said, hey, preacher, you can't buy the lottery ticket at 777. First, he said, you can't buy that number, 777. I said, what? I said, he was just kidding me. He said, no, they sold out. I said, what sold out? He said, lottery tickets. I said, I've never bought one in my life. He said, I haven't either, but I thought about it. No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. I said, Carl, I wish you'd have told me ahead of time. I might have got one. Kidding. It's amazing how the world get caught up in numbers. We ought to get caught up in some numbers. The numbers of souls that are dying and going to hell. Some of these little children will come, Brother Coolidge, and they'll only have the good chance. They only have one parent home. Because 50% of the kids are with one parent today. And they got parents that are all... And the parent they got has got all kinds of heartache and trouble and sorrow because anybody gets in a divorce, you don't have to ask any people if they've ever got a divorce. It's a hard thing. They go through great sorrow. Don't make fun of people that have divorces. They've already had enough sorrow. They need love and compassion, man. They don't need you to put them down. They need you to put a hand of love and concern and say, I care about you. You got a whole world out there with kids and families that are destroyed. And we that know God, we should care. And so we'll reach out that week, Brother Eddie, and we'll run our buses, and we'll do our skits. And the old man will get up and preach and do our zonk and run up and down the aisles and have fun. Kids will be thrown in the water. And if Art's around, and DJ, we'll put him in the skits and do stuff. No fires, though. No fires. Art loves them fires. But I want you to know something. I need people to do refreshments. I need people to do all. I've on the back table, if it's still there, I've got hundreds of things. You say, I can't do. Listen, there's something on there you can do. I'll go over with you tonight. I'll help you sign. And would you consider that? Would you consider giving God a few days next week, starting Wednesday? We have a big, big thing up in front of us. Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me. I really believe he wants kids to come, Andy. You're a trophy for God. I remember when Andy first started coming, just a rough, tough kid, and long hair down his back and everything else. Now he's a sharp kid. By the way, long hair doesn't make you a bad kid. And by the way, I love Andy just as much now. I mean, I loved him just as much when he had long hair as he does. I love you, Andy, no matter what hair color, how long your hair is. I ain't worried about the cut of his hair. But I just seen how far he's come for God. And you'll never come nowhere if you don't love kids. You'll never help the kids. And the kids are hurting out there today with all the pressures and all the things going against the kids out today. We need to reach out with some love. Yeah, I'm